This is the Thriving Dentist Show with Gary Takacs, where we help you develop your ideal dental practice, one that provides personal, professional, and financial satisfaction.
Welcome to another edition of the Thriving Dentist Show. I'm Gary Takacs, your show host. Very excited to have a friend, Jordan Comstock, on the show. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Man, I'm fantastic. Hey, great to have you on the show. Let's let our listeners know what we're going to talk about. It's really an awesome topic that every one of our listeners is going to be interested in. We're going to talk about how to successfully put together an in-office membership program for patients in their office. And I couldn't be more excited. This is something that's been very useful for us at LifeSmiles. And Jordan, you are an expert in this area. Well, first of all, let me give a little. Can I give a little bit of background for our listeners, because they may not know who you are? Is it okay if I give a little bit of background?
Totally fine with that.
Keep me honest, okay?
Yeah.
So Jordan is multi-talented. He's actually a musician, songwriter, with some talent there, but. I could ask you to sing on the show, I guess.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But in all seriousness, Jordan's a musician, easy for me to say, songwriter. But on the dental side, he's been in the dental profession for about 10 years, has some great family connections. If I'm not mistaken, you started out in dentistry as a lab tech in a yep. family business.
Yep, Salt Lake Dental Lab.
How cool.
Oldest lab in Utah. One of the oldest.
One of the oldest labs in Utah. So yep. You kind of came up through the family business and became interested in dentistry, and now you've branched off to doing your own thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Well, hey, this topic of an in-office membership plan is one that we've had a lot of success with. And Jordan, because you know, we can't call it an insurance plan, we're going to talk more about that in just a minute. Can you just describe to our listeners what an in-office membership plan is?
The quickest description I like to use is Amazon Prime membership for dental practices.
Ding, 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 ding. I get it.
Costco membership for dental practices, right?
I get it.
Yeah, that's what I use to explain to a lot of people. But it's basically a set of plans you offer to your patients, and they pay a yearly or monthly subscription to get certain discounts and benefits to your practice and your practice only.
Very cool. And, you know, the reason why we decided to do an in-office membership plan a number of years ago, I think we started ours in 2008, Jordan, and there weren't resources like you and others out there today. We kind of had to put ours together. And frankly, it was kind of hard to put together because we didn't have guidance. We didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And we kind of just, you know, noodled on it and, you know, ran it by our attorney to make sure we could do it, you know, and then, you know, kept kind of figured it out until we got it. But our concept was we wanted to offer something to patients that don't have insurance as a way to let them know that we valued them as patients and we'd love to have them as patients. And we wanted to kind of show a courtesy to them, kind of roll the, you know, figuratively roll the red carpet out to them.
Yeah.
And let them know we'd love to see you. And, you know, what we're finding, Jordan, is more and more patients don't have insurance. And I personally think that's a great thing.
I don't have dental insurance.
Yeah, I really think that's a great thing because of the fact that, you know, insurance, whether it's a PPO, HMO, DMO, EIEIO, well, I guess there's not really an EIEIO. I made that up. But, you know, they're tough and they... The PPO plans have deep discounts, many of which we found we couldn't work with because we couldn't deliver the quality of care that we insist on. And with our membership plan, we had complete control of it, everything soup to nuts from start to finish. We could control it. And we could decide how we wanted to do it. And that's why we offered it. But most importantly, we wanted to kind of roll the red carpet out, you know, for patients in our community to say, hey, we're family people. We understand budgets. We'd love to work with you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I love the way you described it because you described it so succinctly because I'm a Prime member. It's like, of course, you know, yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. And I have to explain this every day to a lot of dentists. And I'm like, what is the easiest way I can explain this business strategy, right, to dentists? So I say either Costco or Amazon Prime. So.
By the way, doctors, there's a lesson here, and Jordan doesn't even know he was giving you a lesson. let me explain what the lesson is there. If you can't explain something simply, You don't know it well enough.
Yeah, that's true.
And can I illustrate that by way of my own mistake? Jordan, a while back, I was playing golf with a client, and he asked me to explain something in our practice, how we do something in our practice, and it took me three golf holes to explain it. Okay, three golf holes. Now, for those of you that are listening and don't play golf, the average amount of time that it takes to play a golf hole is about 20 minutes. About 15 minutes. So it took me 45 minutes to explain something. And when I finished, he explained it to me in one sentence. And it dawned on me that his simple explanation was so much better. So doctors, when you're explaining dentistry to patients, like for example, what's a dental implant? You could probably go on for 20 minutes about what a dental implant is, but if you can explain it simply, they're going to understand it.
Oh yeah.
So the way Jordan just explained it, it's like a Prime, Amazon Prime membership for patients in your dental practice. There's a lesson there. So thanks, Jordan, for that.
Yeah,
lesson.
Anytime. I'm glad to be a part of that lesson.
Yeah. So you said you've had to explain this, and you've been doing this for a while, and you've figured out a way to kind of condense it instead of the long-winded version.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So let's kind of get in the nuts and bolts. Kind of. So now that we know what it is, how do you grow a membership? How do you develop a membership program in your practice? And how can we help our listeners that are interested in doing something like this kind of get started?
Yeah, exactly. It's an awesome question. Obviously, you got to have plans first before you can grow it. So you start with the basics. You create plans for your patients and benefits that they get. But today, there's so many ways to grow any type of product or business. There's so many ways, online and offline. And when I say that, I mean internet or not internet things.
Sure. Yeah. Analog or digital?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
But when I talk to doctors across the nation, I usually tell them to start with their existing patients. If they're just getting started with this, because most practices can look and see if their existing patients either have or don't have dental insurance.
Right.
So start. And the cool thing about a dental practice is you have new patients coming in every day. So you can talk to new people each day about your program. That's the first and the basic way I like to explain how to grow a membership.
So certainly start with your existing patients.
Oh yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, because you have the data. You know who has insurance, who doesn't, and you have likely a nice sized database there to get started with.
Yeah. For example, there's a practice here that I went to in Utah, and they're really excited about getting this program started, and the office manager automatically just went and looked at the data, and she realized that they had 1,000 patients that did not have dental insurance. And I'm like,
by the way, I think that number is probably fairly typical if you've been in practice for a while.
Yeah.
That number for our listeners, I bet that number might be you know, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And that's all it takes initially just to get it started. I think, in my opinion, it's just starting with your existing patients is the fastest way to get it rolled out and the easiest way.
Yeah, you bet. Break it down a little bit for those that might be hearing this for the first time about a membership program. Kind of break it down. The typical plans have either an annual or monthly fee. Mm-hmm. Certain things are covered by that. And then they often extend a courtesy or discount on other services in addition to the kind of services that are covered by the monthly or annual fee. Can you kind of break it down a little bit and kind of describe maybe a typical one that you might recommend to a doctor?
Yeah, I got one that I recommend. I just pulled up the flyer that
this
doctor used. This doctor is from North Carolina.
Okay.
For a single member, and he obviously gives discounts for like couples and families. And those prices vary, but I'll start with a single member.
Sure.
He charges $299 a year. And again, each local market's going to have a different pricing.
All of this could be customized. So, you're using an example here, but any of this could be customized.
Plug in your own number. Yep. Or if you want, you could use this number as well.
Sure.
but again, he's from North Carolina, and he charges $299 for a year for his membership program. And this is what they get. I'm going to read it off real quick. They get one comprehensive exam, one annual exam, one emergency exam. So these are free with it.
Right.
Two cleanings, two oral cancer screenings, two fluoride tooth treatments, four bite wings. Let's see, full mouth series of X-rays. Full mouth series of X-rays. 50% off 3D imaging, 15% off additional cleanings, dental sealants, fillings, core buildups, 10% off crowns, veneers, dentures.
Okay.
And that's kind of the basics there. But you can really customize it to any offering you want. This is obviously one example of thousands.
Right. And again, you're able to kind of figure out the pricing structure yourself. That's awesome. And then, so now that we know kind of what it is, take it to the next level of building the membership program in the practice. Once we feel like we've gotten started with our existing patients, where would you go next?
If I were running the practice, I would target senior citizens or retirees.
Okay.
People that are getting ready to retire.
And that's a good group to retire, because there was a time, you know, I've been in the industry for 36 years. I remember a time when people retired, their benefits continued throughout their retirement. So whatever health insurance they had, whatever dental insurance they have, it generally continued. That's really changed because of the ever-increasing cost of healthcare. And very often, you know, there's still exceptions to it, but very often today, when someone retires, they lose whatever benefits they had while they were working.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I tell people to target that market, that demographic, because of that issue that they're dealing with in their life.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I'll tell you, at LifeSmiles, I think our youngest patient is 2 years old, and I believe our oldest patient is 102. And we love to see seniors, for a number of reasons. We just love to be around our experienced citizens. You know, they're great folks.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And from just a business practical standpoint, they often have dental needs.
Exactly. That's why I encourage that.
Yeah. I mean, given the choice, kind of funny. I always ask when I'm lecturing, I say, you know, would you rather see a 20-year-old or a 70-year-old? And they always look at me like, this is a trick question, right? And you know, someone will say 20, and I'll say, well, okay, we love 20-year-olds, but I'd much rather see a 70-year-old, you know, because from a business standpoint, they're likely to have more dental needs.
Exactly.
And sometimes, you know, not always, but sometimes more disposable income. And hey, let's face it, they want to be healthy and active in their retirement years. That's different than, like, say, my parents' generation. People expect to be healthy and well, and they want to eat anything they want. You know, they want to be healthy. And I'll share a statistic with you, Jordan, and our listeners, that in the United States, if someone's 72 years old, do you know what their lifespan is statistically? Jordan, go ahead and take a guess. If they're 72, if they've made it to 72, do you know what their lifespan is? Statistically, according to the U.S. Bureau of Statistics.
100.
It's actually 90.
So
almost. 18 years. So, you know, if someone's 72, they've already, think about it for a minute, they've navigated a lot of landmines. Mm-hmm. You know, if they made it to 72, statistically, they're going to make it to 90. And often they want those last years of their life to be healthy and well, and they want to eat anything they want. And
you know,
they want to look good.
Yeah. So that's exactly why I tell people to target retirement. People that are getting ready to retire.
Right.
Retirees. That's the word I was thinking of.
Now, how do you do this? So let's say we want to market to that group, and we've already done that internally with our existing patients. Uh-huh. How would you suggest reaching out to that group in your community?
This is what I've heard that a lot of, so this doctor from North Carolina, he had a lot of success, targeting this demographic. And basically what he did is he created direct mail campaigns, and he sent it to these retirement communities, and then he invited them. He got permission from the community, to do an event at these retirement communities, and he would go once a month. He would bring food, invite all these retirement community neighbors and everyone, and then he would talk about the importance of dental care, and then he would tell them about his membership program.
Very cool.
And he would basically would say, hey, you guys probably don't have insurance. That's not a problem at my practice. We have our own in-house membership program or discount plan or sure. benefit program, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah, what do you like to call it?
I like to call it a membership program because I like that word because
I'm with you on that. I'm not fond. I'll just be blunt. I'm not fond of the word discount, even though there are discounts provided, but I'm not fond of that label because it tends to conjure up images of perhaps cheapness or lower quality.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have your office not associated with that. I like the idea of a membership program. What we know is we can't call it an insurance plan.
Exactly.
Yeah. So don't call it that. But I do like, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but I do like the idea of a membership plan or something in that nomenclature rather than a discount plan.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more just because it sounds better. A club. I've heard people call them a club.
Okay.
Like our dental club.
A smile club, healthy, a great oral health club, I mean, yeah, hey, that's cool. Club's kind of cool. I like
that's a cool one. Yeah. I've heard that.
Hadn't thought about that. Oh, I love your idea that this fellow's done in North Carolina. I imagine it's done maybe, maybe early evening, maybe 5 to 6 at the community center there. Nice hors d'oeuvres, free food works, right?
Free food. I mean, that's what gets me to go to meetings.
Yeah, I'm in. Right. It works. It's universal. It works for everybody.
It's very universal. Yeah. I'm sure you can do it at other ages. But
right.
It works for this doctor. And he was able to sign the first year he did this. He was able to sign almost 1,000 members up to his membership program.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love impressive. That. And you're reaching out and keep in mind that dentistry is a people game. And exactly. Now these, the potential patients get to meet you. You get to interact with them. You're reaching out to their community. What a wonderful grassroots effort. And, it's done on a modest budget. It's not free. You've got to spend a little bit of money to do that, but, it's pretty modest compared to say, mailing, doing search engine optimization with a big budget or, something, that might be more expensive. It's just done more grassroots.
Yeah. And it's more targeted, right? You can do SEO. I know all about SEO.
Sure.
I do it all the time. But it's just more targeted when you can reach out and target a certain demographic in the community. SEO is more like,
it's a broad, it's broad, more of a shotgun. This is more of a laser.
Exactly. And that's what I like to do when I market my own business.
Yeah. See, none of the other good ways to market this out in the community. So you mentioned seniors, but certainly this is something that could apply to many other age demographics as well. Talk about some of the other age demographics you've seen this work with too.
Yeah. Young families. I mean, I have a young family and we don't have dental insurance. Mm-hmm. And in fact, my dentist here in Utah, my wife used to be a dental assistant for him. And I've talked to him about setting up a membership program because I'm like, I will join your membership program because I don't want to deal with insurance companies. I want to go directly and deal directly.
It's
with
direct. And by the way, you're cutting out the middleman.
Exactly.
Which is where all the fat is and where all the expenses are. And by the way, doctors, if you're curious about that, let me prove this to you. All you have to do is go into any major city and look at the largest buildings in the city. They're either owned, they're typically owned by an insurance company.
Insurance companies. Yep. I'm thinking of one right now.
Yeah.
Just down the street from my office.
Right. And by the way, they didn't build those buildings, by providing great benefits to the plan members. they built that through profits by taking in premiums and not paying benefits.
yeah, exactly.
I guess I'm on my soapbox here, but that's okay.
You're fine. I say the same things.
Yeah. yeah.
But targeting young families, I think that's a great target market.
Now help me with that a little bit, Jordan, because seniors are pretty easy to identify. For example, we have here in Phoenix, we have Sun City West, and I believe I might be off on this, but I believe the residents have to be at least 55 years old.
Yeah,
there's other communities where they have to be 60 or older. So seniors are a little bit easier to target. How might you target young families?
You're right. I would always use social media. Social media is awesome. Facebook has a cool ad program that you could easily set up ads and target young families.
And give, can we get a little bit granular with that for just a minute, Jordan?
Sure. Yeah.
So let's say we wanted to use a Facebook for that. Again, this can be done on a modest budget.
Oh, totally.
Facebook's so awesome. you're not talking about thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in a Facebook ad campaign.
No way. No.
What are you thinking? So if you were to advise me, so here we are, Life Smiles Dental Care, and Paul and I, and you know, I'm thinking, hey, Joy, we'd love to see younger families. We have quite a few now, but we'd like to see even more. And hey, you kind of had me at hello with this Facebook ad campaign. Mm-hmm. What would you do, and what kind of budget would you suggest we put together?
Oh yeah, with Facebook, I mean, the sky's the limit with the budget. You can go as little as $50 a month if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. But I'd say I'd range from like $250.
Okay.
Paying for just Facebook ads.
Right. Like, and then we target, correct? We through for our listeners that aren't familiar with Facebook ads, we can target geography. Yep. And demographics, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's great for just doing local campaigns, because you can target. So a dentist here in Draper, Utah can get on there and target people that have Facebook in Draper, Utah. It's super awesome.
Does it go by zip code or name of the community?
I believe you can do both. I haven't looked at it recently, but mm-hmm. I believe you can do both.
Now, the point is that you have the ability to do some very tight geographic targeting.
Uh-huh.
And again, you can start with a pretty modest budget.
Oh, yeah.
I had Dr. Anissa Holmes on recently on the show from Jamaica. She's in Kingston, Jamaica. And in her practice, she attracted over 50,000 fans on her practice Facebook page.
Wow.
And she did it with a very modest budget. This is something that fits very nicely. So now we've kind of got both ends covered. We've got, you know, the seniors, and we've got younger families. What about, you know, kind of that 30s, 40s something? Are they good folks for this too?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I think you can really target most people, because if you think about it, Gary, most people don't like dealing with insurance companies.
No, they really don't.
Right? Patients, not doctors. Obviously, the doctors and office staff have their issues, but patients have their struggles as well. So I think offering an in-house membership program to all of your patients is a wise thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Let's kind of tackle the ticklish issue. And it was a question for us when we did ours in 2008. Is it legal?
Oh, yes, it is legal.
Okay. So diffuse that, because it was a question that I was concerned about. And of course, I learned the same thing, that of course it was legal. We had to have certain compliance, such as naming it. We couldn't call it insurance.
Exactly.
But talk through the legal aspect of it and what makes it legal and what things our listeners need to do to avoid any challenges.
Yeah. And obviously I'm not an attorney, so
sure.
I'm not a,
that was your disclaimer statement.
Yeah,
your mileage may vary.
Yeah. I do recommend, you know, to talking with attorneys. I did find a website. Let's see. It's called the, I wrote nscl.org. It's the National Conference State of Legislators. Oh my gosh, I can't speak. That's and, right. Basically on that website, and I can give that link to you.
Yeah, I'll put that link in the show notes. And that might be a good way for our listeners just to dot the I and cross the T.
Yeah. So I'll send that to you.
Thank you.
But basically, you can't call it insurance. Because it's not insurance. That's the biggest thing. There's about 25 states that have certain regulations, and on this list, I'm obviously not going to go through all
sure.
25, but basically, some states require you to register with the insurance, is it commission?
Okay. Yeah. Commission. Yeah.
Yeah. Commission. Mm-hmm. I think, even though it's not insurance.
And that's a state, it's governed by the state. It's, you know, it's called your state insurance commission.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then others just want you to have an agreement that your patient signed.
What's covered and what isn't, you know, it's just a exactly. black and white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just black and white, so your patients know mm-hmm. exactly what they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, I would do that anyways.
Right.
Even if the state didn't require that, I think it's always a good practice to get in.
Right.
To do for any business, really. Right.
Can I share the details of one that I bumped into recently with one of my clients?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So this was a client that wanted to do something like this for his community and his patients. And he decided to do an annual fee of $229. So it was paid annually. That covered one for the first person. And what they got was two visits a year that included exams, necessary x-rays. So those would be bite wings or full mouth series. And this doctor also has a panoramic x-ray if they were needed, that those were included as well. It included two hygiene visits. Notice he didn't call them cleanings because it could either be a hygiene, it could be a cleaning, or it could be a like a debridement if that was required. And then he extended a discount that was an average of 12 to 15% of his usual fees on pretty much all services across the board. It was a 12 to 15% discount. Now, I believe that each additional person, the second person was $179. So the first person was $229, second person was $179, and then each additional person was $149.
Okay, yeah.
With a discount. I'm using that term. A savings is what we called it in the practice instead of a discount. But a savings then of an average of 12 to 15% off UCR fees. Now, if any of you are listening and saying, oh my gosh, that sounds like a deep discount. Yes, it is. However, it's nowhere near as deep as you'd experience if you were a PPO. In this area, the PPO plans were running 35 to 45% discounts.
Yeah, I was going to say probably 30 to 40%.
Yeah. So certainly there was some discount expense associated with this, but it was minimal compared to what it was. You know, if it was, if it was an HMO or PPO or PPO, I should say. You also mentioned that you've seen plans that include a monthly fee. So that could be another way. You could take a $20 a month fee, just making up a number.
Yeah.
$20 a month, which would correspond to a $240 annual fee. And that might be easier for some people to handle. That might be something that would be useful as well.
Yeah, it would definitely. If you're going to do that, what most practices do, will do like a 1-year agreement minimum,
right,
with a monthly, because you're given all these discounts. You don't want to take the big risk like that, right?
Yeah. So it's an annual fee. And I imagine most, if it's done as a monthly payment, is it usually done by a direct, like a credit card authorization type of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
So that way you're not billing, you know, you're not sending statements
out. It's automatic, yeah.
It's automatic. So it's an ACH transaction or an automatic credit card, you know, transaction. Very easy to administer. But it's just a nice way to roll the red carpet out and say, hey, we want to help as many people as possible, have great oral health, and we're family people. We understand budgets, and we're here to help.
Exactly.
And you get to control it.
That's the best part, I think.
I love it. So talk about the benefits. What are the benefits that you've seen? I can imagine some of our listeners kind of their minds racing right now thinking, this could be kind of cool.
Yeah. Biggest benefit, I think, is just developing loyal patients. Because typically if a patient is on an insurance program or insurance and the insurance changes because of their work or some situation, then most of the time they leave your practice.
Yeah.
So I think, in my opinion,
it's a loyalty program.
It's a loyalty program. And that's exactly, if you think about what Amazon Prime and Costco, that's a loyalty program for them too. And you can see how that works out for them. Right?
I mean, Jordan, I got to tell you, I'm a huge Prime fan. I mean, when I'm thinking about buying something, first place I think is Amazon.
It's because you're paying that yearly fee.
And I don't even think about going to the brick and mortar store anymore.
Nope.
You know, because if you're a Prime member, one of the benefits that comes is free shipping. So I'm not paying for shipping. And, you know, I just think of Amazon. I mean, that's become the store.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, one of the benefits we've had, because we've had this in place since 08, 8 years now, is here in Phoenix, people move around. And you know, I'm sure they do in Draper and everywhere that our listeners are from. You know, they'll move, you know, 20 minutes across town, 30 minutes across town. What we found is that our membership patients stay with us, you know, because of the membership, the benefits, and they'll drive, you know, they'll drive 30 minutes past 500 dentists to come to us.
That's awesome. Yeah.
No, I'd love to think that it's also because of our, you know, quality and customer service exactly. and all that. But there's an economic incentive for them to continue to come to us too. They don't leave.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely an economic incentive.
Yeah.
I think the second benefit that I see is recurring revenue. I like recurring revenue. The cool thing about recurring revenue, whether it's monthly or yearly, is you can build it when you get a huge patient base, right?
Right.
And it's predictable. And that increases value in any business. If you have predictable revenue coming in each month or each year, when you go sell your practice, the dentist or whoever's buying it is going to be drooling over those recurring revenue numbers, right?
You know, to quote that famous movie, Pretty Woman, you had me at hello with recurring revenue because, my goodness, you know, consistent, steady.
Yeah.
Love it. You know, really love it. Awesome. And then I, you know, just to add to it, another benefit is the ability to have something really unique to market.
Exactly. Different, make you, unique.
It's unique. You know, the ability to reach out and market. And I'm thinking, you know, there's so many different ways that this could be done. There's a, you know, get creative with it. Is there a group of people, you know, that you'd like to reach out to that? And I think the typical, the best application is when they don't have insurance.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So exactly. Think about, like you said, those seniors that don't have insurance because they, you know, are now retired and they, those benefits are gone. And so brainstorm with your team about who are those people in your community that don't have insurance that you'd like to reach out to, you know, figure out some way to get in front of them with a message, whether it be, you know, an analog message or a digital message, get in front of them. And I imagine this could be marketed in a blanket kind of way, with something like direct mail.
Yeah, exactly. Cause you never know which
right.
patients in the community don't have dental insurance.
Right. It's a little bit of a shotgun approach because some of it'll be wasted because of those that have insurance. But, you know, more and more people, as I mentioned earlier, are without insurance and odds are that the message is going to be appropriate for more and more of those people.
Yeah. The stat on that, I've heard it's close to 50% of the United States doesn't have dental insurance.
Yeah. And I believe that number is going south quickly. I believe that, you know, over time that's going to drop, you know, in the 40s and the 30s and it's going down, you know, with the competitive pressures of business, when companies have to be competitive in a global economy, they're cutting benefits like this. And I think that's good news. I mean, I know, one could look at that and say, oh my, that's a dark cloud. No, I think it's great news because then you can work with your patients. They can go direct to you. Coming up with a membership program is a very, proactive way, to deal with it and to be the solution for this.
Exactly. I just thought of another marketing strategy.
As please.
So another thing that I've seen here locally and out of state is these dentists, they set up their membership program and then they go and target local businesses, right? And the cool thing about that is you sell once and you can get many, right? Mm.
Couldn't that be done? Like, think about it for just a minute. Let's get granular on this for just a minute, Jordan. So let's say you have a business owner in your practice, and you know, they don't have insurance.
Yeah.
Then it's likely that their employees don't have insurance. Right. And you could approach them and say, you know, it could be a local, I'm making it up. It could be a local gym.
Yep.
You know, that the owner of the gym doesn't have insurance. The trainers don't have insurance. And you go, hey, we've got something kind of cool. It's our membership program. Can I tell you about it? And would it be possible for us to reach out to your employees and your members somehow?
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
And you can get lots of members right off the bat, right?
Right, right. Hey, talk about a little bit about the mistakes to avoid when creating a membership program. You know, let's avoid the landmines. What are some mistakes that we should avoid?
Some of the mistakes that I see a lot is not automating payments, whether they're monthly or even yearly.
Don't get in the billing business.
Don't make your staff manually run these payments. That's a hassle. and they're gonna hate it just like they hate working with dental insurance. So you gotta automate payments. And then I always encourage people to automate renewals too, whether it's monthly or yearly. Because it's better, in my opinion, it's better for a patient to, I got to see if I get this phrase right. It's better for them to opt out than opt in whenever they feel like it.
Got it.
Right. So you want to sign them up and keep them as a member as long as you can, right? Whether, if it's the lifetime of the patient, that is awesome if you can do that, right?
Right.
Because I look at this as a long-term strategy and not as a short-term strategy. So automate the patient renewal. So each year or each month, they're automatically renewing.
And by the way, there's plenty of precedent for that. I think of, any number of, my gym membership's that way.
Yep. Mine is too.
It's automated and then I can opt out at any time, but I don't have to think about it. It's just active all the time and it's out of sight, out of mind. And I just go to the gym and use it.
Yeah. And that's some of the problems I see is practices don't do that. And then the staff gets, it creates a burden for the staff because then they have to go and resell the membership program.
It creates an administrative burden.
It does. And that's what I see a lot of, and that's what I'm trying to help with, right? With the program.
And we're going to talk about yours in just a minute, but any other landmines we need to avoid? I think maybe another landmine would be to offer it and then think it's going to just, go out in the community by itself without promoting it,
not marketing
it. You got to market it. Okay.
I think it would be fun to market if I were doing this in a practice like myself, if I were an office manager, let's say, I would be talking to every patient about it because there's just so many benefits for practice and patient.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to talk about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easy.
Most of our listeners are passionate about dentistry and they have team members that are passionate about dentistry. Let's make someone our membership champion. I love to use that terminology. Yeah. Make one of your team members your membership champion and have her go out and, perhaps network with those businesses in your community, put together that, early evening program at the senior center, fun stuff. But I think a mistake would be to, put this in place and maybe put a little placard on the counter and hope it sells itself.
Yeah. You got to push it.
Yeah. You have to promote it. But it's pretty easy to believe in because one of the nice things it does, and if I can kind of get to the patient benefit is people that are in the membership program are going to be much more faithful about keeping their appointments, about keeping their regular routine 6 month appointments.
Oh yeah, definitely. They keep their appointments and since they're paying for the membership program, they're like, oh wait, we got to go. We can't miss that.
They paid for it.
Yep. They pay for it.
Their attendance is going to be much better. They've already made a commitment to it. Jordan, talk a little bit about your company. You've got a great, great name for a company. Boom Cloud Apps. Talk a little bit about your company and what you do.
Yeah. So Boom Cloud Apps, we're pretty much a software company. And we help dental practices create and organize and automate their in-house membership programs. And basically what we do is we help them automate the payments, automate patient renewals. We have plans and templates that they can use, or they can create them from scratch in our software.
So you can provide plans that you've created in practices all over the country.
Yep.
And that could be a template. It could be a starting point, or a doctor could look at that and say, oh, I like this one.
Exactly. And then he can take pieces of that one or the other one and add them together. And he can do whatever he wants. He's in control, right?
Because the dentist is in control. They can literally do this any way they want.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, if there's any legal guidelines, within legal guidelines.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. Okay. Talk a little bit about your business model and how you're compensated, Jordan.
Yeah. So our price is just recurring revenue, right? We charge a subscription for our software and you get updates and we also make free digital marketing kits that we give out to our customers.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. We give them like videos that help educate their patients about this program or their program. Right. And then we actually, our software integrates into their website. So patients can sign up right from their website and join their membership program.
Oh, awesome. So since you're a software company, then all this is being done on the office computer system.
Yep.
And so very easy. It's just an app, essentially, but on a desktop, you know, yep. And you've got it there kind of A to Z.
Yeah.
Ah, very cool. yeah, I wish you would have been around in 2008 because we spent a lot of horsepower trying to figure this out.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. There's a lot of, I get lots of questions every day about this process. And I'm a big believer of creating systems and processes. And that's kind of what we've done here for dental practices.
Systems.
Yep. Systems.
Words, you know, they're magic to my ears. I love systems, and this is a good way to systematize it. So, and Docs, I got to tell you, if I would have known about Jordan in 2008, I would have jumped at this because, we had to kind of do our own from scratch, and, it took a lot more work, and, we stubbed our toe along the way, and however, we got it figured out. And I got to tell you, I love having a membership program in the office. I know that Lori, our financial coordinator, loves to offer it to patients. It's helping. You're helping patients. And they love it. And you know, yes, there are costs associated with it in the form of discounts, but it's way more than offset by the increased growth. By having more patients in our practice, having more activity, and having the patient have a viable way to take care of the recommendations when we make them. Our case acceptance with our patients that are on our membership plan is very high because they have a something to help them with this, a tool to help them with. It's great. It's great. Jordan, I know that our listeners would like to know more about you and know more about your company. Would you be kind enough to provide your website address?
Yeah. So our website is www.boomcloudapps.com. And that's, do you want me to spell it, Gary?
Yeah. I'm going to put this in the show notes. So if you're driving, not take your hands off the steering wheel. No. But Jordan, go ahead and spell it. I'll put it in the show notes so everyone can have one click access to it. But go ahead and spell it out if you would.
Sure thing. It is www.boomcloudapps.com, and you spell it boomcloudapps.com.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you by email, would you be kind enough to provide your email address?
Absolutely. So my email is just jordan@boomcloudapps.com, but my name is spelled slightly different. So it's jordon@boomcloudapps.com.
Perfect. Again, that was jordon at boomclouds.apps. Boomcloudapps.com. I jumped the gun. I'm going to put your email address and your website address in the show notes. So if you're driving, do not take your hands off the wheel. You can reach those show notes at TACAS, learningcenter.com. Hey, Jordan, I want to take a minute and say thanks. And by the way, you have, we've never talked about this on the show. You have a little personal connection to our outro music.
Yes, I did.
By the way, the outro music is a fabulous band, one of my favorite bands of all time. And I love their name, Ryan Shoup, S-H-U-P-E, Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. That song Dream Big is from Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. Would you mind sharing your fun little connection with Ryan and the band?
Yeah, like you said in the beginning, I'm a musician. I play the guitar and I write songs. And I had a band in high school, and during that time in high school, we opened up for Ryan Shoup a couple times, and I've stayed in touch with him, and I go to all of his shows. I'm a big fan, but yeah, that's my connection with Ryan Shoup. He's awesome.
Ryan is awesome. And by the way, if you've never listened to the outro music, take a minute and listen to it. It's a great song, and support Ryan Shoup. If they're ever in your community and they tour around, I will guarantee you that you will have an amazing time.
Oh yeah. They're super fun.
Super fun. Great people. And, just, a great, great spirit. So, hey, Jordan, let me take a minute and say thanks to you. Thanks for all that you're doing to help dentists. Thanks for being being part of the Thriving Dentist Show. You know, guys, Jordan is part of, you know, this wonderful young generation that is deeply committed to our profession. And it's people like Jordan that really make me think that the future is going to be brighter than ever. So thanks, Jordan, man. Thanks for all that you do. I appreciate you. Appreciate taking time to share this information. And I appreciate all the passion that you bring to your work and that you bring to our amazing profession.
Well, thank you. You're awesome.
Thanks. Hey, as a listener, let me take a minute and say thanks to you. We sure appreciate you here at the Thriving Dentist Show. Of course, it's free. We do this as a courtesy to the profession. There's three ways you can support us. One way, tell a colleague about a podcast, you know, because there's many dentists that have never heard the word podcast. They don't even know what it is. Tell them it and show them how easy it is to download a podcast on their phone. You might have to show them. But show them how to download it on their phone. Secondly, you can write a review on iTunes. If you jump on iTunes, go hit the podcast tab, you know, type in Thriving Dentist Show, you'll find the show and you'll see where you can write a review. We'd certainly appreciate you jumping in and writing a review. That'll help more dentists find us. And the last thing that you can do is you can hit subscribe. If you hit subscribe, and that can be done on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or whatever your podcast directory of choice is, just hit the podcast button. That means that every Wednesday when we upload a new show will be automatically uploaded to your phone or listening device. On that note, let me simply say thank you and tell you I look forward to connecting with you on the next Thriving Dentist Show.
When you cry, be sure to dry your eyes, 'cause better days are sure to come. And when you smile, be sure to smile wide, and don't let them know that they have won. And when you walk, walk with pride. Don't show the hurt inside, because the pain will soon be gone. And when you dream, dream big as the ocean blue. When you dream, it might come true. When you dream, dream big.